Locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are the women of Station 2 over on Douglas Island, and some of them are Capital City Fire and Rescue's newest first responders. Welcome to the show, everyone. There are 4 of you, so I'm going to introduce you one at a time, starting with Meg. Hello, Meg.
Hi there.
Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how long have you been with CCFR?
Sure. My name is Meg Thorderson. I've been with CCFR a little over 11 years now. Started as a volunteer and now work under the CARES program.
And what do you love about the job?
I love the people, being there to help people on their day, you know, on their bad days. Just basically the fire service in general. It's an awesome thing to be part of. It's a huge family. And there's so many opportunities within the fire service.
And can you say a little bit about what the CARES program is for those who don't know?
The CARES program is we go around and we help the emergency services by taking care of some of the inebriates in town, providing a safe place for them to sleep it off. We can take them to safe places like the warming shelter or to homes if they have a place to go. We're there to provide a service for the community.
Yeah, well, I think we've all seen you around town, and thanks for doing what you do. I was going to introduce Janelle Pine next. I know she is one of the 4 women who are a part of the station, but she is out on a call, so she may be joining us later. And good luck to her out there in the field. So next we will speak to Sadie. Hi, Sadie. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Can you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do for CCFR?
Yes, I'm Sadie Inman. I joined CCFR about a year ago, got involved with kind of the EMS side. I'm currently a volunteer with them, and I have been for a while, and I just got emergency hired pretty recently to work with their COVID screening over at the airport.
And what made you want to do this work?
I really also enjoy helping people. I think that's something that everyone in this field has in common. And everyone you work with is really just has a passion for what they do, and they're all just great people. So I've definitely had a great experience in CCFR.
What are some of the tasks involved with working over at the airport as part of the COVID screening?
So we help everyone who comes off the plane who's coming from out of state, and we kind of walk them through their paperwork, make sure their results are verified and that they, you know, have all the information they need just to stay safe here, and make sure to provide information to them as well.
Are you finding that folks are pretty cooperative or appreciative of what you're doing over there?
Yeah, the majority of people that come through are really happy to see that the city is really trying to protect the people here. And the residents here are very appreciative too, because they know that we're taking everyone who comes in, you know, seriously as a risk.
Definitely. Last but not least, we have Kat Pearson. Hi, Kat. Are you there?
Hello, yes, I am.
Excellent. Would you please tell us what your role is at CCFR?
Yeah, so mine is pretty much, mine's actually very similar to Sadie's. I joined the department early last summer, kind of got into the EMS side. I did the ETT course and the EMT course, recently did the Fire Academy, and then I also just got hired on doing airport work as well.
What is ETT and how's that different from EMT?
So ETT is an emergency trauma technician versus the EMT. It's kind of a more basic level. It's where you kind of cover all your bases, make sure you have a good understanding before you kind of get into EMT, where you learn quite a bit more. It's basically just a good starting point to make sure that when you go into EMT, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into.
Got it. So how did you know that this was your calling?
You know, it was kind of an interesting story for me. So I originally wanted to kind of go into nursing, and that's actually why I joined and wanted to start medical work early, just kind of get a feel for it. So I did that and I ended up really enjoying it, thought it was really interesting. My dad actually was a firefighter for quite a long time. And so growing up, you know, it was just, it was kind of a normal thing in my house, just having the pagers go off, having him go out on calls, go to drills. So when Firefighter One Academy came around, I was like, you know what, I'll do it. I'll see how I like it. And here I am.
Right. So you're a recent graduate of Firefighter One Academy, as is Sadie and Janelle, the fourth person at your station. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Kat, for that introduction and for the backstory, too. So from what I know, the four of you are the staff, the live-in staff at Station 2. Meg, would you kind of explain what that means?
We're responsible for keeping the station clean. We have our chores that we do, such as rig checks, which means we check the rigs, the apparatus, to make sure that everything is on there that's supposed to be and is in working condition. We also, if there's events at the station, we help out with those, such as, like, usually in the summertime, probably not this summer, we had the panhandlers when they do their toy run, and we have 4th of July events here. We're here to help out with those, as well as help staff and go on calls when there are calls here for Station 2.
Got it. And I do think it's really cool that it's all women in that station right now, since firefighting and these other jobs that you mentioned are, I would consider them to be male-dominated occupations. Meg, I know this isn't the first time that Station 2 has been all women, but is it one of the few times?
It's in the last few years, it's definitely been more women over here than the guys. For some reason, it just seems to gravitate that way, which is nice.
Why is it nice? Yeah, go ahead.
When I first started, they had a scholarship program here, which had quite a few girls at that time. And then it's just kind of kept that way. So historically, it's been more of the girls have been here in the last probably 8 years or so.
Meg, staying with you, how have you seen the occupations or roles of women in CCFR change over the time that you've been there?
Definitely more women involved in the department. From medics to fire personnel to being on special teams and the CARES program now. So it's a lot more that we can do. We're accepted a lot better through action, not just in Juneau Fire Department, but statewide. The numbers of women are growing.
Well, as a woman, that makes me happy to hear. Sadie and Kat mentioned already your recent graduates of the Firefighter One Academy, and the last class of graduates from the academy had a lot of women in it too. That's what I heard from your chief. Did you get the impression that that was different from past academies? Sadie, let's hear from you first.
I was told that I think the other academies usually had a couple girls sprinkled in, and this academy was the first one that was, by the end of it, the majority of it was women. So it was, I think, a lot different than a lot of the academies had been.
And Kat, anything to add to that?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's kind of interesting if you look at the old class rosters to see all the different cadets that went through the program and seeing, you know, how it was, especially when they first started, it seemed to be primarily men. And then now seeing how, especially with our academy, like Sadie said, by the end, it was actually, I think we had one more girl than men. So that was interesting, but it was really neat to see.
Great. And good news, Janelle Pine has joined us. She was also a graduate of Firefighter One Academy with Sadie and Kat. Janelle, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. I'm really glad that you could come in. We've been talking for a few minutes already, but I do want to take the opportunity to have you introduce yourself to our listeners. Could you please say your name and tell us about your work at CCFR?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Janelle Pine. I started as a volunteer with CCFR back in September of 2019. I was a volunteer until March when I got hired on with the emergency hires that they did. And I was originally working at the airport doing the airport task force COVID screening information. And then I joined CARES the beginning of June. And at CARES, I essentially pick up people who are intoxicated and take them off of the streets and get them into a safe place. And so that's what I do with CCFR.
And what drew you to this line of work?
So I was a barista before I was involved with the fire department at all. And one of my, well, actually my best friend, she is now a career firefighter, and she joined as a volunteer before I did. And she kept encouraging me to join, and she told me that I do great and I'd love it. And I was just really intimidated by the thought of joining the fire department, because I always just thought of big old husky men, and I'm kind of the polar opposite of that. And so I eventually, with her persistence and guidance, started and became a volunteer. And since then, I've kind of just taken off with it, and I love it. And like, I want to be a career firefighter one day.
That's great. And that actually reminds me that up on our website, ktoo.org, we have photos of you guys in action. They're awesome pictures. So I thank you very much to everybody who provided me with those. I think Sadie, Kat, I think all of you actually sent in photos. And I wanted to talk about the most recent academy and how it was able to persevere in a pandemic. Janelle, I'm going to stay with you. How was the academy experience for you? What did you enjoy about it?
I enjoyed that there was so many girls in this class, like something very cool and encouraging about that, because like I had mentioned earlier, when you think of firefighter, you don't really think of women, let alone smaller built women, and just in general, like it's a man-led career field, and it was just awesome to know that there were that, like, six girls who were interested in becoming and pursuing a firefighter position. So I think that was definitely my favorite part of it, along with the different skills that we've learned throughout that class that I think are just important skills to know and to carry with you throughout life, and not just if you're going to be a firefighter, but for anybody.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And, you know, I wanted to interview the four of you today to highlight the fact that you're at a station that's staffed by all women, which I think is really cool. But there were several other, you know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of females in your graduating class. And so hats off to all of them, too. And we've got photos and their names up on our website, too. Kat, let's go over to you. Tell me a little bit more about your academy experience. When did it start? How long did it take to complete?
We proceeded up until about mid.
Kat is cutting in and out a little bit. I don't know if you can hear me. We can't hear you very well. Can you try to start again, please?
Pretty normal, you know, nothing.
Oh, sorry, Kat. I'm having some difficulties with your audio. Sadie, I know you and Kat are together. Can you try to chime in?
Experience with.
Oh gosh, this is awful. I'm so sorry. We can't hear you very well at all. Meg, I'm going to skip over to you, and Sadie and Kat, maybe we can try to reset your connection. Meg, what is it like to work in Station 2 with these new graduates?
It's awesome. They are.
Are you there, Meg?
Oh, no, I can't hear anybody.
I can't hear anybody either. Janelle, I think it's just you and me for a moment. Meg, I'm so sorry if you can hear us. I don't know what the problem is. But Janelle, I did want to ask. Okay, Sadie and Kat are coming back in. Janelle, I did want to ask, what happened when the pandemic hit? I know that the Academy had already begun. Everyone was enrolled. Do you know why the class continued instead of canceling?
We continued because it was considered emergency work, and it's important to have first responders be able to get trained and get certified so that way in a pandemic like this, we can be useful and help out the community. It was kind of a pain in the butt because we had our original test dates and we were all like studying our butts off and working hard to study and, you know, make sure that we're able to pass the tests that were coming up and the exams. And to hear when the pandemic hit that, like, you know, everyone had to social distance and be 6 feet apart and everything that hit with that, just it pushed back our testing date. And so it was kind of nice because it gave us more time to study harder for the exams. But at the same time, it sucked because we were all ready, like right there, right now to take the exam. And it was fresh in our minds and it set us back by at least a month. And so just having it set our class back and not getting our certs as soon as we had wanted to really was a bummer. But at the end of it all, we were able to take the exam and pass and get our certs. And so here we are now, and we're helping out the community in this whole COVID crisis.
Did your whole class sort of become one bubble or within one bubble? Because I'm sure it wasn't easy to distance yourself when you're all, you know, you can see in some of the photos.
I would say people, at first it was very, I don't want to. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we spent hundreds of hours together. We had class twice a week. Wednesday nights were 4-hour classes where we mainly did like coursework and book work and lectures. And we try to squeeze in some skills on Wednesday night classes as well. Saturday was our skill class, and those were 8-hour days, and they were intense most of the time. And that was just, those were the fun days, in my opinion, because I'm more of a hands-on learner compared to sitting through lectures. So it was just fun to be able to learn and practice skills all day on Saturday classes.
Yeah, a lot of what I see you guys doing in the pictures looks like fun. Ladders out of buildings and chainsaws and some fun outfits, the hazmat outfits. Those looked great.
Yeah.
Sadie and Kat, are you guys back with us? Can we try to see if we hear you better now?
Yeah, we reconnected. We can see if that's better.
That's much better. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So let's take a step back and hear both of you kind of recap your experiences with the Academy. Sadie, let's start with you.
So we started in early January and kind of went until March, and it was pretty normal. And then when COVID hit, things got a little uncertain, but I think like the relationships we built since we had so much time together, like we were really resilient even with everything happening around us. And like Janelle kind of already hit on it, that the reason we continued was in case like the career firefighters needed help, like we could have stepped in and stepped up if they needed us. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed the Academy. I think it really had to do with the instructor we had. Cheyenne Sanchez was kind of the best instructor, and he really looked out for us women and kind of would work with you about like using your lower body instead of your upper body to do like very strenuous work, because that's the advantage we have as women. Yeah, I had a great experience with the department and that Academy.
Thanks, Sadie. And Kat, your turn. Tell us about your experience with Academy.
You know, not a whole lot to add. Like Sadie had mentioned, our instructor, he was really fantastic with working on us. I know, especially at the beginning, I personally felt a lot of anxiety sometimes, like in class, you know, maybe feeling like, oh gosh, am I really doing this right now? Why am I here? Like, just there was a little bit of pressure, you know, that I felt. And there were certain tasks, you know, that you'd get to and you did great at. And then there were other days where you'd have a task you were supposed to be doing, and it was really physically challenging or mentally challenging. And our instructor was fabulous, really. He really worked with us. I know I had one day in particular where I was not having the best day, and he took me aside and he worked with me like one-on-one, really, to kind of explain, you know, if this isn't working, maybe you can try this instead. Like, really focus on, like Sadie had said, like using your legs and kind of going about it in a different way, and still getting the same result done, but just making it a little bit easier for us as individuals. It was really good. That was really fun.
And Kat, you can kind of answer for everybody. What jobs are you now qualified to do after you've completed Firefighter One Academy?
Well, so we do have, I know most of us in our academy already did have an EMT certification, but now that we do have our firefighter certification for the state and our hazmat certification as well, we could be, you know, any of us could potentially be picked up to be line staff or career staff. And that's really neat and exciting.
Excellent. And I just wanted to thank all of you, you, the recent graduates of the Academy, Meg as well. I know that the Academy, the classes themselves were probably, you know, were physically and mentally difficult, strenuous, but there's also the added anxiety of pressure of doing it all in a pandemic. So I just wanted to thank you all for persevering through your classes or through your job. Meg, I'd asked you before what it was like to work with these new graduates. You kind of got cut off. Now you're back. Do you want to try to answer that one again?
Sure. To work with these ladies is awesome. They have learned so much and they're a pleasure to work with. I'd definitely go into any situation with them. They're all very knowledgeable and I'm very proud of them.
Thank you. Thank you all for speaking with me today. As we close out this interview, I just wanted to let each of you have one more chance to answer a question, and that's about how can we, the public of Juneau, our community, Alaska, help you do your job better in this pandemic? I mean, considering the pandemic, but also just, you know, considering life in general, summertime, you know, going about your jobs and your recreation. Do you have any safety tips, any COVID safety tips, or any anything at all that you've learned in your experience that can help us help you and keep the community safe from illness and disaster? Kat, let's start with you.
Yeah, you know, I think there are as a community, as a whole, I think during this, especially being a smaller town like Juneau is, I think we really need to all kind of stick together and get through this. I know for the department, one kind of scary thing is if somebody in the department gets sick, that puts a whole shift down at a station. And when we don't have a whole lot of first responders to begin with, it is pretty nerve wracking because, you know, that's a huge what if of what would happen if a shift went down and there's no, we'd have to fill back up and it would be really hard. At the airport, I know we talk a lot about, you know, wearing masks, trying to social distance, not going out to big group gatherings and things like that. Really just being mindful and not taking just yourself into consideration, but also your community members, your family members, your coworkers, everything like that. Just following as many little guidelines and tips that you see, just to anything that we can do to minimize kind of the spread of illness in this pandemic. That allows CCFR as a whole to, you know, focus on other things, because just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that the other medical calls are stopping. You know, there's still people with medical issues, with injuries, with trauma incidents. There's still fire calls to go on. And we really need to try and do our best to keep our resources available for that. And I think anything we can do really is a great help to the department right now.
Okay. Sadie, how about you? What would you add?
I think Kat's answer was pretty perfect. I just kind of want to echo what she said about social distancing and wearing a mask. In such a small town, you can kind of see a small ecosystem can fall apart pretty easily. Watching the rest of the world, everything seems to be kind of growing a lot, and even in Alaska. So those small things haven't stopped working. The masks and the social distancing are still very, very important. And without a healthy town, it's really hard for, you know, firefighters and EMTs all to do their jobs.
Thank you. Janelle, you're next.
I think I would add into that, if you or someone in the community is feeling sick or feeling down or feel like they have one of the symptoms, and you're, it's not a direct emergency, don't call 911. Call the hotline number. It's 586-6000. That way we do keep our ambulance and the career staff just ready for actual emergencies. Because sometimes there'll be calls for, you know, calls that aren't necessarily emergencies and regarding the COVID and people wanting to get tested and whatnot.
Very good point. Meg, you get the last word. What would you like to share with our listeners, our community, about staying safe right now?
Keep the social distance up and wear your mask and wash those hands. Basically, yeah, just keep doing the things to keep Juno safe. And like Janelle and Sadie and Kat said, I can't top what they've said. They said it very well.
I agree. Again, thank you all so much for speaking with me today. It was great to highlight what you guys are doing, what all of CCFR is doing right now. And I was very excited to speak with you as recent graduates of the last academy. I think it sounded like a lot of fun. And maybe if I was 10 years younger, I would have considered doing it as well. But I really do appreciate you all talking to me today. And if you want to see some pictures of our most recent CCFR first responders in action, go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And ladies, thanks so much for being with me today. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.